from Singapore, Cyberspace Cadet, wants to know whether it's right or wrong to donate blood. Within the family bloodline, where all the blood is similar, there's not a great deal of harm. However, you don't want to be connected with somebody you don't know. You're already connected to your blood relatives, so donating your blood to them will make you even closer. However, it's taking a very big chance to become closer to those you don't know, because what they do and the way they live their life will affect you eventually. From Penang, Malaysia, Sati wants to know what my opinion is on the Aryan invasion. Is it fact or fiction? Well, scholars and deep thinkers and research experts today are coming more and more to the conclusion that the Aryan invasion is fiction. From Penang, Malaysia, Sati also wants to know about the caste system. In Malaysia, Hindus do practice the caste system, but the caste system is broken down. So what is your opinion, Gurudeva? Should we recognize the caste system, or is it only an ego structure these days? Well, the caste system is bloodlines that are interrelated within itself. There are four castes: the Brahmin caste, the scholars and the priests, and the advisors to the emperors. The Kshatriya caste are the warriors, the lawmakers, the law enforcers, the kingdom. Vaishya caste, the business people, the accountants, the bankers, and so forth, and the Shudra caste are the workers. And in every society, these four castes exist. In the modern world, the caste is based on money, education, position within the community. In India, the caste system did break down when the Kshatriya caste and the Maharajas lost their power and the democratic government came into complete control. It was the Kshatriya class of lawmakers, law enforcement, the Maharajas and their courts that kept the Brahmins and the temples going, and the Brahmins well educated in the Vedas, the businessmen working to bring the food from the food growers into the marketplace before it spoiled, and they were in charge of making the other castes work. So the four castes, when they were totally in action, like a beautiful horse running around and strong and jumping, but now it's like a three-legged horse. When the lawmakers, the law enforcement agencies, the Maharaja and their courts lost their power. Therefore, it definitely is at this point a status symbol. Good way of looking at it, as if you are one caste or another, doesn't make you better than someone else, makes you different. And the higher the caste, the more humble the person should be. As far as marriage is concerned, please your parents. If they want to marry within the caste system, that's up to them. The important thing is to remember that marriage is two families blending together happily to support the young couple.